USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump is having another back and forth with a former presidential communications director, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci firing back at President Trump. On Saturday night, Trump tweeted that Scaramucci seems to be, quote, the all-time expert on him. Though Trump added, he knows very little about me, adding Scaramucci lasted 11 days in the communications director's position. Scaramucci taking to Twitter after that to say he has fully supported the president, but, quote, recently he has said things that divide the country in a way that's unacceptable. The former communications director adding that Trump turns on everyone in the end. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I managed 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United Nations is making sure food and humanitarian aid is finally received by the people of Yemen. With that story, here's Wendy King.
The World Food Program reached an agreement with Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow the agency to resume food deliveries in the civil war-torn nation. The UN program said it will register 9 million people in areas controlled by the Houthis where aid will be delivered. An estimated 12 billion Yemenis need aid every month. Thousands of civilians have died or been pushed to the brink of starvation since the civil war began 4 years ago.
A damaged tanker truck exploded in eastern Tanzania as people were trying to siphon fuel out of it, killing at least 62 in one of the worst incidents of its kind in the East African country. Tanzanian state broadcaster TBC, citing police figures, said at least 70 more people were burned and injured during the explosion. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
It's been 7 years, and that's something we always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son, Colton, passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. They probably don't train people for this at the Sheriff's Academy. A patrol car was struck by a falling bear in Northern California. Authorities say a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy was driving along State Route 96, answering the report of a drug overdose when the bear either jumped or fell onto the car from a steep embankment. The bear smashed into the hood and windshield. The patrol car hit an embankment, rolled onto its side, and burst into flames. The deputy managed to escape without serious injury. The car was gutted. However, the California Department of Transportation stated, "Don't worry, the bear fled the scene." In 1997, Stuart Rembert was just an infant that was kidnapped by a woman posing as a nurse. FBI agent Troy Sowers tracked him down and saved his life, finding him left for dead behind a dumpster.
Like, it's crazy, like, to think that without his efforts, I wouldn't even be here today.
2 decades later, on the day of his retirement, Sowers was given a surprise by his co-workers. Now a Marine Corporal, Rembert was brought to the retirement party for the very first reunion.
I've always remembered that night when I picked him up. He was not crying, but he just nuzzled right into my neck, and I knew he was fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.